You're listening to the Bill Kelly Show podcast on 900 CHML.
Foreign state-sponsored actors will try to interfere in the next Canadian federal election. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. We've all heard the stories and have reacted to it from the 2016 U.S. presidential election, in which Russia is accused of getting its hands into, although the Kremlin still denies that. The Communications Security Establishment saying that changes made around the world to respond to the pandemic, such as incorporating new technology in the voting process, has increased the threat of foreign mischief. And of course it has. When you go from paper to electronic, anything digital can be hacked, attacked, influenced, tweaked, changed. Russia, China, Iran at the top of the list. They have conducted most of the observed cyber threat activity against democratic processes worldwide, including, obviously, of note, here in the West. Our guest is Marcus Kolges, a senior fellow with the Macdonald Laurier Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad. And we're going to talk to him about, you know, what this all means in terms of this election, the upcoming election. We know it's going to be happening. It could happen. The writ could drop as early as next week. As we know that Mary Simon is going to be installed on Monday as Canada's Governor General. So come next week, we could be in full election mode. And that could be, you know, an interesting development if we start to get interfered with, if I can put it that way. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Simple question off the top. Should we be worried?
Yes, we should very much be worried. As you mentioned in your introduction, the Canadian Security Establishment has just released a report that states that it's very likely. That means 80 to 90% likely that our election will be interfered with. In the past, both CSIS and CSE have stated that, going back to even our, 2015 election, that was also interfered with. And our democracy, in general, our media spaces, and our national, our information environment has been constantly under attack by malign foreign actors. I would say for the most of the past decade. And so, one thing that I would say is that, it's a near certainty. It is a certainty that our election will come under attack. And I'm not talking about the infrastructure. I'm talking about the debate. We can talk about that a little bit more later. But our democracy has been under attack. And from my work at disinfowatch.org with the Macdonald Laurier Institute, we've been tracking this, certainly for the past year with COVID. And we are under constant bombardment of foreign disinformation, foreign influence operations on a various number of topics. And so we're already under attack. It's not a question of will this happen during the election. It's happening right now. And I think we need to start taking some serious steps to defend our democracy against further attacks. And certainly with an election coming up, those attacks will only become more pronounced.
You referenced a few things there. What tactics do these bad actors use? What are some of the examples that you can point to?
Well, in your introduction, you mentioned that the election process itself will come under attack. Canadian elections from a point of infrastructure are pretty safe. We use paper ballots. And so there's very little digital infrastructure with regards to the voting process that can be hacked. You can't hack paper ballots. Our voting, our polling places are well watched, and it would be very, very difficult to do that. But from a hacking perspective, databases are still vulnerable. Political parties, their databases, they can be hacked. The emails of various different candidates can be hacked. We saw this happen in 2016 with the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign. Those emails were hacked by Russian intelligence units. And those emails were then exposed to embarrass the candidate. The same sort of thing is entirely possible. This can happen in Canada. But the my greater concern with all of this is that these foreign actors, what they do is they latch onto sensitive issues and the ones that divide Canadians. This can include the environment, certainly the Arctic, Indigenous affairs. That's the residential schools is one issue that we're looking at very closely right now. And what they do is that they take these positions on the far left and the far right, and they further amplify them. They push them hard on platforms like social media, which nearly 80% of Canadians use every single day. So we're very much exposed to these nefarious narratives that get pushed. And the ultimate goal is to divide us. And to erode our democracy, to erode our trust in media and society, and certainly the election process and our elected officials. And so with that objective in mind, because in an election we are debating those sensitive issues, I'm certain that those state actors, again, whether they're on social media or state-based media, will try to push us further and further apart so that we fight with each other. And we can see what the outcome of that is like. January 6th in Washington, D.C., when you saw the storming of the Capitol, that's what happens when these sorts of efforts are allowed to go unchecked and when they're out of control. And so if we don't want to see a situation like that, we need to start, we need to make sure that we have measures in place to ensure that our election is defended against those sorts of narratives. We need to take measures, long-term measures, not just ones that are targeting our elections, but long-term measures to make sure that we detoxify our information environment right now, because especially with COVID, it's become so toxic. There's so much, quote unquote, fake news, disinformation floating about. And that's, ultimately, it's like I said, it's intended to confuse us and turn us against each other and erode our trust in our democracy and our media.
Marcus Kolga is a senior fellow with the MacDonald Laurier Centre for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad. He's our guest here on The Bill Kelly Show, 980 CFPL London, 900 CHML Hamilton. Rick Samprin in for Bill Kelly this week. We're talking about foreign actors invading our election space, if you will. And you pointed to a number of different things, whether it's disinformation, a lack of trust with the media, increased divisiveness between one side against the other. It sounds like these foreign actors are doing a great job.
Well, sure. I mean, we saw the results of the 2016 U.S. federal election. These were the outcome. It wasn't necessarily influenced by Russian disinformation, Russian influence operations. But what they did manage to do was turn Americans against each other, and that chaos that we saw for 4 years, and we continue to see it today. That was largely a result of Russian influence operations and disinformation. They did all of that. All of that damage at a cost of less than a single army tank, a main battle tank, and that's cheap. And the problem is that we don't impose costs on this sort of activity. Countries like Russia, primarily Russia, but China is getting more active in this space as well, certainly Iran. These actors are allowed to operate with impunity. There is no deterrence for them to do that. They can continue to attack our democracy. They continue to attack our information environment. And we're not pushing back. There's no reason for them to stop doing this because the cost is so cheap and the impact of their efforts is so high. We've seen this during COVID. President Biden just commented yesterday about the impact of disinformation on vaccine hesitancy. And with the Delta variant rising in the US, they're headed for some serious problems. And a lot of this has to do with disinformation, the disinformation that's being spread on social media. So not only are they targeting our democracy and turning ourselves against each other, they're making us sicker and killing us with this sort of disinformation. And we have to recognize that these foreign actors, they look for these polarizing issues and they exacerbate them. That's what they're doing. And You know, when back, 20 or 30 years ago, when we could, trust mainstream media, was, they presented us with a set of commonly agreed upon facts upon which we could, have our national debate. That's disappeared. That our trust in mainstream media has sort of eroded over the past decade or so. And certainly the prominence of social media has helped cause this situation that we're in. And the unfortunate part is that the trust that we once had in mainstream media, we're putting it into social media as well. So we're the 80% of Canadians that are using Facebook on a daily basis are trusting almost everything that they see. And these foreign actors are taking advantage of that too. And so, we've got some serious concerns and serious threats in various different areas here, whether it's the delivery platforms, the erosion of trust in mainstream media, and the efforts of these foreign actors. The situation is not improving. And this is one thing that the CSE report points out, is that foreign interference and disinformation is a rising problem. It's not stabilizing. It's only getting worse, again, because we have not imposed any sort of costs or any sort of deterrence against it. We've not taken efforts to clean up our information space. So we've got to get our act together soon. I'm not sure that we can do anything ahead of this coming election, but it's important that Canadians, the candidates in these elections and the media are aware that they are going to be targeted with disinformation. They should be more aware of it.
So what has Canada been doing and what do we plan to do to, make sure that everything is on the up and up, so to speak? I know it's a tall order.
Yeah, it's a real tall order. And I appreciate the fact that you've asked that question, Rick, because I've been asking this as well. Certainly for the past a number of years since, two federal elections ago, because I was keeping an eye on it then and saw that it was a problem. In 2019, Minister of Democratic Institutions Karina Gold did a pretty good job of standing up certain organizations, groups within government, nonpartisan groups, to keep an eye on and track foreign disinformation, and they did overall a pretty good job of doing that. There was a rapid reaction mechanism that was set up with Global Affairs to track disinformation, and an election protocol system, whereby if there were any sort of narratives or any sort of influence operations that met a certain threshold, that they would then be exposed nationally. So those things were put in place. The sad thing, and they were a good start, but after the election, when it was over and the new government, so to speak, was put in place, all of those protocols, except for the one that in Global Affairs, disappeared. And we've not taken any sort of, the government's not articulated any sort of approach to this problem since then. And certainly we haven't heard about whether they're going to be replicating any of those groups ahead of this coming election. The real problem that I see in all of this is that the government seems to be looking at this problem as an election problem, and it's not an election problem. The election is one attack vector that these foreign governments use to destabilize our democracy. It only happens for a month, sometimes it's 2 months, but it's only a short period. These foreign actors are in fact operating 24/7 to attack us. And so the government, what they need to be doing is taking a whole of government and a whole of society approach, much like the Swedes and Finns, the Estonians, the Taiwanese do, in order to protect our entire democracy. And this is one of our true failings. And so I hope that at least during this election campaign, this will come up as an issue, given the fact that we've seen the destabilization that's happened in the United States. January 6th really should have been an alarm bell and a red flag for all of us, because we're not safe from that happening here. And so my real hope is that during this election campaign, all parties will talk about this, will ensure that media and Canadians are aware that this is a threat, and that moving forward, we take a more comprehensive approach. Because I'll tell you, until now, we've done very little to address this problem.
That's frightening stuff. Marcus, really appreciate the time today. Thank you for your insights.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
Marcus Kolga is a senior fellow with the McDonald Laurier Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad. We've been chatting about foreign actors seeking to interfere in the next Canadian election, which could come in a matter of days, weeks, or a couple of months. We shall see.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
The Bill Kelly Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 till noon on 900 CHML. I'm Bill Kelly. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure that you rate and review.